From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, November 19th. Coming up, we'll learn about what Trump's Environmental Protection Agency could mean for Illinois. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Lawmakers in Springfield know state employee pension systems need fixing, but they're still trying to figure out how. Alex Degman reports.
State workers who started in 2011 or later receive benefits from a second lower tier, but Tier 2 employees could get fewer benefits upon retirement than Social Security would offer, which runs afoul of safe harbor rules. Governor J.B. Pritzker thinks a fix could cost more than $5 billion over the next 20 years.
Of course, that would be paid over time, so it's not something that, you know, needs to get done exactly in the next session.
House Republican leader Tony McCombie says they're ready to work on it.
Our caucus certainly supports a safe harbor fix. It's just going to be the devil in details on that.
A bill to address the problems was introduced last week, but it's unlikely lawmakers will pass it by the end of this week when their annual fall session ends. I'm Alex Degman.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker was in Joliet yesterday for the installation of the first electric vehicle charging station funded through the state's Climate Equitable Jobs Act. Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco has the story.
There are now more than 120,000 electric cars registered in Illinois. That's a 40% increase over last year. Pritzker said the state has pumped more than $69 million into expanding EV charging infrastructure since June of last year.
There will soon be a charging station along every highway, every 50 miles. In Illinois. That's just the start.
Pritzker has a goal of putting 1 million EVs on Illinois' roads by 2030. To support that many EVs, it's estimated the state will need approximately 7,000 charging ports statewide. Currently, there are just under 4,000 installed.
A study from the University of Georgia examines the distance between crisis pregnancy centers and abortion providers in Illinois. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Crisis pregnancy centers are often Christian-based nonprofits that offer services like ultrasounds and STI testing, but not abortion. Public health professor Andrea Swartzendruber led the study. She says the study shows the need for clear messaging on what CPCs offer.
The entire state may benefit from more awareness about what the centers are, what their goals are, that they pose risk, that they don't adhere to medical and ethical practice standards.
The study found the state's median distance between a CPC and an abortion provider was about 2 miles. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Former Illinois Congresswoman Sherry Bustos says Democrats still have the opportunity to redeem themselves after Kamala Harris's big loss. The Quad Cities Democrat tells the 21st show the party can win back support by focusing on the concerns of everyday people.
I think this child care and the cost of child care, trying to help get that in a better place in America, that's a problem. You still have student loan debt as a problem. I mean, there's a lot of really great issues that we can still grab onto and help address.
Bustos says improving public education should also be on the Democrats' to-do list. Still to come, we'll learn about what Trump's Environmental Protection Agency could mean for Illinois. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. Here's your forecast for today. Partly sunny with a high of 64 degrees. Southwest wind gusting up to 36 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 40 degrees. Northwest wind gusting up to 16 miles per hour. Tomorrow, a chance of rain in the morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high of 49 degrees. West wind gusting up to 32 miles per hour. And tomorrow night, a chance of rain or snow. Mostly cloudy with a high of 31 degrees. West wind gusting up to 28 miles per hour. And on Thursday, a chance of rain or snow, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 40 degrees and northwest wind gusting up to 36 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st show, a Springfield doctor is back from a trip to Mars, or rather a simulated Mars mission. He was part of a team NASA studied for 1 year to learn what life might be like for a crew on the red planet. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll talk with him about the experience next time on the 21st show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Chicago's southeast side is home to the city's largest industrial corridor. In recent years, environmental justice activists there have successfully pushed back new industrial development. But now their tactics are under threat, just as President Trump prepares to settle back into the White House. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco has the story.
Olga Bautista and her neighbors scored a major win last year. They stopped a huge metal shredding operation from setting up shop in Chicago's Southeast Side neighborhood.
We filed a civil rights complaint to HUD while Trump was in office, and it was settled once Biden was in office.
Bautista is the executive director of the Southeast Environmental Task Force. It's an environmental justice organization that came together to protect the majority Black and Latino neighborhood already besieged by heavy industry from more pollution. To do it, they got creative. They used the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
What the Civil Rights Act really does, Title VI, is it prohibits the discrimination on the base of race, religion, and other protected classes in any programs where federal money is spent.
That's Robert Weinstock. He directs the Environmental Advocacy Center at the Northwestern Pritzker School of Law. He also represented groups on the Southeast Side in their complaint to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. They argued that Illinois' permitting program led to outcomes that harmed some racial groups more than others, and that federal officials had to intervene. And then they did.
So we've already seen Illinois EPA sort of change the way that it notifies communities about new actions in environmental justice areas, and we're in the midst of a number of other reform efforts.
But despite the success in Chicago, the tactic is increasingly under fire. Earlier this year, a federal judge sided with the state of Louisiana after it argued that the Civil Rights Act couldn't be used to fight environmental justice claims in that state. Now, attorneys general in nearly two dozen other red states want those same limitations to the Civil Rights Act.
23 Republican attorneys general filed a petition with US EPA to roll back those rules entirely and to get rid of its disparate impact enforcement of the Civil Rights Act entirely.
Weinstock said that what the Biden administration does over the next 2 months will set the stage for the future of the EPA. And according to environmental advocates, there's no sugarcoating it. Hard times are ahead. Gino Rodriguez is a longtime Southeast Side resident and the Midwest Environmental Health Director for the Natural Resources Defense Council.
We're going to see like weakened air quality standards and water protections. The EPA is going to be gutted. Whole departments, probably like the Environmental Justice Department, will go away.
During President Trump's first term, his administration rolled back nearly 100 environmental protections. This second time around, Trump has promised more of the same. He's also vowed to roll back Biden's federal funding for clean energy projects. Hundreds of millions of those dollars have already made their way to Illinois.
It's easy to give up, but I'm determined, and I know a lot of environmental justice communities are determined to not lose that momentum.
Rodriguez said that going forward, they will have to lean on local leaders like never before.
We're a blue state. We're a blue city. We're a blue county. And so, like, let's be this gold star example of how we can protect environmental justice communities.
In the meantime, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has said he's working to safeguard statewide environmental and other protections. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.
This coverage is made possible through a partnership between WBEZ and GRIST, a nonprofit independent media organization dedicated to telling stories of climate solutions and a just future. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Mawa Iqbal, Kulsum Khan, and Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.